$9 billion. It's about what an aircraft carrier costs the Navy. It's also about how much insurers are being asked to compensate their customers after California's particularly destructive fire season. Meanwhile, some are finding navigating insurance policies a challenge, especially where damage isn't total. As reporter Laura Flynn explains, design, materials, and luck saved a man's home, but policy clauses may prevent him ever from being able to rebuild a cherished workshop and other buildings.
You'll see me when I was a little ragamuffin at the work site in my 20s.
30 years ago, a group of woodworkers and craftsmen helped their friend Richard Silvera build his dream wood shop in Centerville, California. Sitting across from Butte Creek, just over the hill from Paradise, he flips through a photo album, reflecting on that time.
I stocked it with good quality machinery and over the years, very special materials, as us woodworking geeks like to do. And from this shop came the development of the rest of the property, including the home.
Originally from the San Francisco Bay Area, Silvera said his home in Butte Canyon is the best kept secret. His backyard is rich with wildlife like bears and mountain lions, and there's a Home Depot only 9 miles away.
The canyon and the community is just great. This was my dream. This is what I built for myself. And over the years, when I'd build fine furniture and cabinetry for my family and friends, this is the shop where it all came out of.
But Silvera also knew that he was living in fire country. For 25 years, he volunteered with Butte County Fire. And he put the knowledge and experience gained from fighting fires into designing his home and maintaining his property.
I'm a woodworker. When I started building this place, friends would say, oh, you must be building a nice wood house. No, I'm not. It has stucco walls. It has concrete columns. The balcony we're sitting on right now is thick cast concrete pavers, no wood decks. I got a metal roof that when the wind blows, it's self-sweeping.
In some ways, all of that work paid off. After the campfire that ravaged the area, Silvera's home still stands. There's a strong smell of smoke when you walk in. The fire took out as well, and there's no electricity, but the house remains. The wood shop, however, does not. Now it's a pile of ash, burnt out machines, and four concrete pillars. Luckily, Silvera has homeowner's insurance.
We would tell you immediately contact your insurer and file a claim.
That's Nancy Kincaid, press secretary for the California Department of Insurance.
Then we would tell you, start working with the claims agent that they will assign to you and follow through with the steps. Know what your coverage is before you start that process.
Kincaid's department is the largest consumer protection agency in the state, enforcing insurance laws and helping people navigate the system. After Silvera safely escaped the fire, he began that task of examining his homeowner insurance policy and filing a claim. But he soon realized things are going to be more difficult for him to sort out than expected.
Since the main dwelling stands, it's my understanding now that there's severe limitations on the rest of the payouts regarding the structures. And this structure that used to be here in the shop building was valued many, many more times than the mere 10% that policy payout.
Silvera says what he was hearing from his agent now contradicted his understanding of their last review of his policy in the spring.
And I thought I was absolutely clear with the agent in reviewing the policy, that 10% would not be sufficient value for the building alone. And there are other provisions in the policy which I walked away understanding would come in to cover the part of that value discrepancy. And I'm finding out now that, well, no, they don't, because they're written in such a way that I didn't fully understand at the time.
Kincaid says if issues like this or any confusion comes up for you, call the California Department of Insurance.
Often people try to give you their best advice, and sometimes they're an insurance professional, sometimes they're not. Sometimes it's an insurance professional that may not be as well informed, but the company is still responsible for what their representatives say to you. So if something doesn't sound right, ask the department.
The state agency has representatives available at the Disaster Recovery Center in Chico, providing one-on-one consultation. In the wake of the 2017 North Bay fires, the department recovered more than $52 million for fire survivors from insurance companies. Kincaid says, by working with survivors, that's what they obtained in addition to what insurers had already paid out.
By working with them to help with their insurance companies, and that's additional money that they probably would not have seen if the department had not gotten involved in the claim.
Silvera hasn't spoken to the department yet, but is anxious to have it all settled right and fairly.
I understand that things like this have to be, concerns like this have to be verified and then estimated and then approved. But the point is, it's part of the load that's piled onto someone, you know, that has just experienced something like this. And of course, tens of thousands of us have.
For Silvera, he's concerned that not only has his dream turned to ashes, but that years of investment are gone too.
That kind of a loss will affect the quality of my retirement years from now.
Understanding your homeowner or renter insurance policy can be a daunting task, especially when you're in the midst of a crisis. The California Department of Insurance has a guide with tips for those who feel stuck or overwhelmed. The department also has staff available to step in on behalf of the insured. The service is free. For North State Public Radio, I'm Laura Flynn.